Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today, as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin on this autumn Sunday afternoon with Elżbieta Adamiak and Jesienna Zaduma, an autumn reverie.
Nic nie mam, zdmuchnęła mnie ta jesień całkiem. Nawet nie wiem, jak tam sprawy za lasem. Rano wstaję, poemat chwalę, biorę się za słowo jak za chleb. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Nic nie zamyślone kaszkiet. Nie zważam na mody byle jakie. Piszę wyłącznie uczuchu starym drabakiem. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony.
And in the news from Poland and Ukraine, a Polish deputy interior minister has said that Poland must be prepared for a fresh influx of refugees fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Paweł Szefernaker made the statement at a conference for Poland's top regional officials in the eastern town of Kazimierz Dolny. The deputy interior minister told the gathering, "We in the central and local government need to be aware that there might come another wave of refugees." Szefernaker, who is the Polish government's point man on refugees from Ukraine, said there were no hard and fast estimates of the potential number of people who might pour into Poland. He noted, however, that the government in Kyiv instructed Ukraine's local administration to get ready for a migration of some 500,000 people from the east to the west of the country this winter. "We need to be prepared for the fact that some proportion of these people might want to cross into Poland." Szefernaker also said that so far Poland had supported refugees from Ukraine to the tune of 10 billion PLN, that's 2.1 billion euro. "Poland is heavily involved in providing humanitarian aid in Ukraine," he said, adding that despite difficult Polish-Ukrainian history, the help extended to Ukrainians is the best way to safeguard Poland and Polish citizens against the aggressor. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
You are not going to want to miss this. It's the award-winning music of Dennis Bielski and the Maestro's Men. The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia invites you to the annual Fall Polka Party, October 23rd, 2022, from 2 till 6 p.m. It's the award-winning music of Dennis Bielski and the Maestro's Men. The Maestro's Men, Dennis Bielski, at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. They have the greatest Polish kitchen in the area. For tickets, call John at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. The award-winning music of Dennis Bielski and the Maestro's Men, October 23rd, Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. We'll see you there.
And we're continuing with the news. Members of the City Council of Kraków, representing Poland's Conservative Law and Justice Party, have drafted a resolution aimed at declaring former Pink Floyd star Roger Waters persona non grata in the southern Polish city because of his statements about Russia's aggression against Ukraine. The British musician is due to give two concerts in Poland on April 21st and 22nd next year in Kraków. The draft resolution as follows: mindful of Russians' criminal attack on Ukraine and of the successive war crimes committed by Russian soldiers that come to light, Kraków councillors express their indignation concerning the statements by Mr. Roger Waters on the Russian invasion. In a recent open letter to Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, Waters urged her and her husband to seek a different route in order to stop the slaughter in their country. He also criticized the role of the West in providing weapons for Ukraine. To quote the great John Lennon, "Give peace a chance." Olena Zelenska responded, "It is Russia which invaded Ukraine, destroys cities and kills civilians. Ukrainians defend their land and their children's future. If we give up, we will not exist tomorrow. If Russia gives up, the war will be over. Roger Waters, you'd better ask the Russian Federation president for peace, not Ukraine." And that concludes the news from Poland and Ukraine. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, weseli, przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, where today our gourmets Agnieszka Bielawska and Elżbieta Krajewska discuss the science of pierogi.
You're tuned to Warsaw.
Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate,
the Polish quest for taste, pierogi,
pizza,
kebab,
molecular cuisine,
tales from the Polish kitchen with
Agnieszka Bielawska,
Elżbieta Krajewska.
Hello,
hello everyone. Do what we may.
But
however we try to avoid this, we always seem to come back to the dish which some consider emblematic for Polish cuisine.
And we constantly try to negate it.
And we constantly try to convince everyone that there are lots and lots of Polish dishes which deserve focus, which deserve the limelight, and which deserve attention. But anyway, it all goes back and boils down to pierogi somehow.
Which are, in fact, made everywhere all around the world, you know, starting from our eastern neighbors and winding up in South America. So, well, but anyway, apparently this is what Polish cuisine is all about. That is pierogi. And why we focus on that? Again?
Well, we love them, of course, obviously. We make them. The best ones, obviously, are always made by your grandmother or mother or some dear aunt. Never by yourself somehow. I don't know how that happens.
But it's the same recipe, but it never works out.
It never works out. It's never the same. Doesn't taste the same somehow. Those aunts, grandmothers or mothers, as maybe never use any kind of measuring equipment. They sort of throw together the fundamental ingredients and they come up with exclusive, wonderful pierogi. If you go to a restaurant, somehow there's always pierogi on the menu and somehow you are very much tempted to try them. And I don't know, they may have anything, I don't know, duck confit or whatever, but you go for the pierogi.
And then, of course, you go for the pierogi and, of course,
and you like
have
them.
Lots and lots of buts because, oh, they are edible. Oh, no, but not. I mean, they're too thick. That's not the way my grandmom used to roll out the dough. No. Oh, no, the filling, it has no taste or it has too much of something. So we always try them and we always complain to convince ourselves that the best ones are the ones that are made at home.
Of course. Funnily enough, there's been a piece of information or a query that has coursed through social media here in Poland. And somebody asked the question, how do pierogi know when they're cooked? This is actually quite a serious question because we sort of throw the raw pierogi into boiling water and at one point they come to the surface. So the question was, how do they know when to come to the surface and how do they know how do they know when they should start cooking? And actually it's quite a complicated business and with lots of laws of physics coming into it. So pierogi are quite intelligent, as it may seem.
In fact, yes, because I think the query started with the fact, how do you know and how is it that this particular dough, which is made out of flour, warm water, sometimes milk instead of water, a touch of fat, preferably a melted butter, but maybe some oil, and definitely in majority of recipes with no, absolutely no egg.
But then it makes it hard.
Yes, because it makes it hard. And then you knead it, and then you knead it. And it's got absolutely no, any kind of, you know, self-rising ingredient in it. Uh-uh. But then quite out of the sudden, you see the air bubbles in the dough. And then, of course, you know that it is ready. Mm. How come? I mean, I know the kneading lets in the air, but still, it was this particular query was the first one. And then you roll out this dough. And, of course, you have to be aware of the fact that it is a very particularly sensitive dough. So it cannot rest on itself. No, it has to rest at least for an hour before you start rolling it out. But then the thing is, you have to always have it covered.
Can't let it dry out.
You can't let it dry out, because then nothing works out of the pierogi. And then, of course, you very meticulously prepare the pierogi. And then you throw them in the boiling water and lo and behold.
And they sink.
Yes.
And at some point, they do rise to the surface, and that's when you start cooking them. And this is the magic of pierogi, and this is what the physicists were trying to explain. And apparently, it is because of the air in the pierogi, and also because of the water in the dough and in the filling, because that's what expands. As we said, as you said quite absolutely rightly, that there's no kind of raising agent in the dough. So it is the air which expands in boiling water, and it's the water which is contained in the dough and in the filling, which starts to boil on its own and starts also to give off air. So that's what happens. That's why they swell. That's why they rise to the surface. But it takes a physicist to explain something which we've always known.
Yes, something which is apparently so obvious, but it's not. And that is why all grandmothers and great-grandmothers, they are always did say that one very particular thing is important. You have to roll out the dough really thinly, because the amount of the air bubbles in the dough is not all that sufficient to make a thickly rolled dough be soft, to boil to the point when it is good, but it is like, it's like cloud. It's like eating the filling with a cloud of the dough on it, and not a huge lumpy piece of dough which is hard, which is thick. This is one of the most frequently committed sins in pierogi, that people forget to roll out the dough thinly.
But it is a problem. I imagine that's why it's so hard. That's why it is a sin, because the wrong kind of dough, it's wrongly kneaded, for instance, or not long enough, and the gluten doesn't bind it properly, then it simply tears. And if you roll it out too thinly, then you really have a problem with putting the pierogi together. It just doesn't stick, and it tears, and, well, then you don't have a problem with it rising to the surface and boiling it. But if it's done properly, then you can roll it out fairly thinly, and they do cook properly, and then it's, as you said, it's the cloud. It's not that sort of cardboardy texture which sometimes happens, and which is something we don't want.
And that is why we always complain on those pierogis which are made in restaurants or which are sold in various shops, because, this has to be such an amount made, then of course the dough cannot be rolled out that thinly, because they are not eaten on the very same day as they are made. So probably that's the reason. But then, and that is why we complain, because they are not this cloudy, this soft pierogis that you are used to eating at home, were being boiled on the spot, as they say, and served immediately.
Do we have time to do all that nowadays? No, so we complain, but we usually buy them ready-made on the one hand. So
we eat them and then we complain.
We complain. It's not the same like mothers, but that's us. I think we have to finish, and there's still an area which we haven't touched upon, and that is refried pierogi.
Oh, yes. And of course, we have two camps, because one camp hates refried pierogi. The other one is definitely for it.
Delicious.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I just couldn't resist ending the Cultural Corner with this oldie on 78 RPM, recorded in 1943, the Dana Orchestra and Marina, Marina, Gotui Pierogi. Mary, make me some pierogi. Thank you.
drogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam mąki, a Maciek do miasta po mąkę do ciasta.
Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pirogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam drożdży,
a Maciek do miasta po drodze do ciasta. Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pirogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam jaja, a Maciek do miasta po jajka do ciasta.
Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pirogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam wódki, a Maciek do miasta po wódkę do ciasta.
Maryna, gotuj pierogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam kija, a Maciek do miasta po kije do ciasta.
Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pierogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy ja nie łowię,
a Maciek do kija nie puchę.
You are not gonna want to miss this. It's the award-winning music of Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia invites you to the annual Fall Polka Party, October 23rd, 2022, from 2 till 6 p.m. It's the award-winning music of Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. The Maestro's Men, Dennis Polisky, at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. They have the greatest Polish kitchen in the area. For tickets, call John at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. The award-winning music of Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men, October 23rd, Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. We'll see you there!
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, ladies, come on out and sing on Monday evenings with the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Choral director David Zagórski makes it fun. Interested in joining the chorus? Phone Dolores 215-633-0560. I repeat, 215-633-0560. And if you've always wanted to learn Polish, now's your chance at the Adam Mickiewicz Polish Language School, located at the Associated Polish Home. Instruction in Polish language and history for adults beginning Saturday, October 15th. More information, phone 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men, whom you'll hear live and in person on Sunday, October 23rd at Polish Home. This Mike and Ray's Polka. And in it, you'll hear a little bit of Rozkwitały Pęki Białych Róż, proving my point that these polkas evolved from Polish folk music. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.